When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
My mission is to share with you everything I've learned from my 25 years in business. From idea inception to big business marketing strategies.
And my goal is to share with you social media money-making strategies to help you transform your idea into passive income, even when you've got limited time and a tight budget.
All right, Brock, this one's all you. Take it away.
I'm a stories marketing coach, and today I'm taking over this episode of Build Your Tribe to talk to you about Instagram stories, specifically giving you my best tips to grow your influence, income, and impact with Instagram stories. But before we dive into the tips, I want to answer why stories platforms, not just why Instagram stories, but why does Snapchat work? Why should you care about Snapchat? Why should you care about Facebook stories? Why should you care about storytelling in general, whether it's on a Facebook Live or a YouTube video or an Instagram video? Why should you care about these storytelling platforms? Well, first of all, they hold the attention of viewers better than any other kind of content because they take up the entire screen. When you're watching a Facebook story, an Instagram story, or a Snapchat story, it takes up the entire phone's screen. So when you're scrolling through your Instagram feed, you'll see all the different Instagram pictures, videos, carousels, different people's usernames, comments that people have left, the number of likes that certain photos and videos are getting. There's a lot of information there. It's very distracting. There's also a bunch of different buttons at the bottom that could take you to the Explore page, your Notifications page, or even your Profile page. But when you're watching Instagram stories, the video takes up the entire screen. There's nowhere else to look. There's no other content to consume. So you will hold the attention of your viewer much better. Next is that the nature of storytelling is ingrained to hold our attention to begin with. For hundreds of thousands of years, we've been speaking as human beings. We haven't been showing PowerPoints. We haven't been double tapping pictures on Instagram. We haven't been favoriting tweets on Twitter. We've been telling stories. It was how we stayed alive. And so because of this, storytelling is naturally very exciting to us. It holds our attention. It makes us interested. It causes certain chemical reactions to occur in our brain, which can promote things like generosity, trust, bonding, and likability. And of course, these are all things that we would love to have our customers or viewers experience when they're watching our stories. The next reason that stories platforms matter is that stories are expected to be less professional, thus allowing for more freedom, openness, creativity, expressibility, and a deeper connection with your viewers. I'm sure you've been there. You're scrolling through your Instagram feed, seeing picture after picture of people with perfectly clear skin, teeth that glow whiter than the Cheshire cat, beautiful locations that you're sure are photoshopped and fake out of some magazine, and these crazy perfect lifestyles. Everyone seems to be so perfect on the Instagram feed. To a certain extent, that's become the expectation on Instagram. People aren't getting likes unless they're coming across as that perfect. However, on your Instagram stories, you're not expected to be that perfect. People expect you to be raw and authentic. People are expecting you to share your feelings. They're not expecting you to know everything you're going to say perfectly, have it all perfectly rehearsed, scripted out ahead of time. They're expecting you to be off the cuff, extemporaneous, have a plan for what you're going to say, but in no way do you have to be perfect when you're sharing on Instagram stories, Snapchat stories, or Facebook stories. The next is that they're very prominent in our feed. You don't have to scroll down through your feed to find different people's stories on Instagram. On Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook, the stories are at the top. They're the first thing you see when you open the app, so people are naturally drawn to view them. And they also have an immediacy factor because they only last for 24 hours. Once you post a picture or a video to your story, it's only up for 24 hours. That countdown starts immediately. And people know this, so they view your stories on a daily basis. They don't wait and just check your stories on a weekly basis because they know that they're going to miss 6 days worth of content. Because stories are constantly expiring and constantly being updated, people are constantly checking them and constantly watching your story. These stories platforms also perform like live videos. This is what I love about Instagram stories and why I use Instagram stories and Snapchat stories more than any other social media, is that they perform like live videos. They perform like the best of the best on social media. In terms of engagement rates and conversion rates, it's through the roof. The amount of people who I have watching my story who swipe up, comment, screenshot, or engage in some way is tremendously higher than any other social media. It's higher than my email marketing. It's higher than my Facebook videos. It's higher than my Instagram feed. It's higher than anything. And that's because of what we talked about earlier in terms of attention and people's expectations when they're watching stories. When you're watching someone's story, it feels like you're FaceTiming with that person. It feels like it's just you and them, like your best friends, like you're just hanging out, having a conversation. But of course, since I can't actually see you and you're just watching my story, the way you respond or the way your followers will respond is by swiping up, commenting, engaging, taking a screenshot, voting in a poll, or visiting a link. There's so many ways to engage on stories, and that's another reason why the engagement rates are so high. On your Instagram feed, you can really only like or comment on a picture. Same goes for Facebook. You can like, comment, and maybe share. But on these stories platforms, there's so many more ways to engage. It allows people to have the freedom to express themselves and engage with you in different ways, which is only better for you as a content creator. And, of course, they perform like live videos, but they're a lot less stressful. Take it from someone who's done hundreds of live videos. Live videos can be kind of stressful. You have to know what you're going to say, you have to have a plan, you have to have your opening and closing memorized. If anything goes wrong, it's happening live and everyone is watching it. There's no undo, there's no delete button, you're there live and everyone is there with you. It's kind of scary. But the great thing about these stories platforms is that you can record your video, you can take your picture, and if you don't like it, delete it and try it again. You can try 50, 60, a million times to record one 10-second segment. And if you keep messing up, you can just keep deleting it and keep trying again. If you mess up on a live video, it's there. You have to just move on and keep going and live with the imperfection. On these stories platforms, if you don't like the way something sounded, if you lost your train of thought, if you thought your hair was out of place, you can redo it. It's a lot less stressful, and it's a great way to practice for live videos in the future. Because these stories platforms offer short-form video, quick video clips, 15 seconds on Instagram, 10 to 60 seconds on Snapchat, you have to learn to speak in sound bites. You have to learn to be more concise in your language and not just ramble on for hours and hours. It teaches you to have a plan and know how to execute it in a short amount of time while speaking on camera directly to the audience. This is a skill that is needed for YouTube videos, Facebook Lives, pretty much any other form of long content video. You can practice by beginning with Instagram stories, Facebook stories, or Snapchat stories. It's a lot less of a pressured environment, which allows you to experiment, have some more fun with it, and make some mistakes, learn from those mistakes, and grow so you'll be better in the future when you start tackling longer form video. And now that you know some of the reasons why you should be using these stories platforms and why I'm using them on a daily basis more than any other social media, let me share with you my 6 best tips for your Instagram stories. First is that you should be posting throughout the day, but no more than 15 times per day. Of course, this is a general guideline. Some people can be posting more, but as a general guideline, I say don't post more than 15 times per day. The reason for this is that 15 second videos would equal almost 4 minutes of content on your Instagram stories. That's a lot of content. Most people don't want to consume that much content on their Instagram stories. Because we've been trained to consume Instagram stories by Snapchat, we're typically expecting these stories to be quicker. Plus, on Instagram, every time you add a new clip to your Instagram story, there adds an extra little white dash up at the top. Those white dashes signify how many clips there are in your story. And if your story has more than 15 clips, those little white dashes get very, very close together. And if there's way too many white dashes at the top, if someone is able to see that your story is just super long, they're more likely to just skip through it rather than watching the entire thing. So as a general guideline, of course this doesn't apply to everyone, but as a general guideline, I say post no more than 15 times per day. But you should be aiming to post about 15 times per day. And you should be posting throughout the day. So there isn't a best time per se to post on your Instagram stories. Rather than a single time to post, you should be consistently posting throughout the day. Once an hour, once every 2 hours is a great goal to shoot for. The reason for this is that every time you add to your Instagram story, your profile icon will move to the forefront of people's feeds. That means they're more likely to watch it. If you posted to your story only at 8 a.m. and someone didn't check their Instagram stories until 8 p.m., they're not going to see your story immediately. They're going to see everyone else who posted more recently before they see yours. So it's in your best interest to post throughout the day. You can absolutely post at 8 a.m., but make sure you're posting at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 2 p.m., 5 in the afternoon, 7 o'clock, and then once before bed. That way, anyone who's checking their Instagram stories throughout the day will see your Instagram story first. My next best strategy for your Instagram stories is to use a hashtag with every post. When I was talking to my mom about the plan for this episode of Build Your Tribe, I gave her this list. And I said, number two, use hashtags with every post. And she said, wait. You mean use hashtags on your Instagram feed? I thought this was about your Instagram stories. I said, Mom, you can use hashtags on your Instagram stories. She was shocked, absolutely floored. She uses Instagram all the time. She uses her Instagram stories on a daily basis. She had no idea that you can add hashtags to your Instagram stories and that you should be adding hashtags to your Instagram story. On your Instagram stories videos, you are allowed 10 hashtags per post. Every clip on your Instagram stories can have up to 10 hashtags applied to it. Now here's the thing, adding 10 hashtags to every single post might look a little visually distracting. It might be a little bit ugly if every time you post a picture of a sunset to your Instagram stories, there's also 10 hashtags attached to it blocking part of the screen. So the pro tip that I have for you is once you write the hashtag, drag it off the screen. That way it'll still be applied to the video, but it won't be visible on the actual clip. So you just write hashtag, type in whatever hashtag you want to use, and then just slide it right over to the corner, slide it right off the edge of the screen. That way no one can see it, but it'll still be applied to the video. One thing that I have to make sure to note is that Instagram stories hashtags don't work the same way Instagram feed hashtags work. When you add a hashtag to a picture on your Instagram feed, no matter what, your picture is added to that hashtag category. If I put hashtag love on my photo on Instagram, anyone who searches hashtag love will be able to find my photo in that category. If you add hashtag love to your Instagram story, you might not get added to the Instagram story for that hashtag. Basically, here's how it works. If you were to search a hashtag on Instagram, you'll see a collection of every single photo that's ever been added to that hashtag. Also, at the top, you'll see a little stories bubble. That stories bubble is for anyone who's added a hashtag to their Instagram story within the last 24 hours. But they couldn't add every single video to the story because the story would just be too long. If everyone who put hashtag love on their Instagram story in a day was added to the hashtag love story, it would be hours and hours long. It'd be pointless. So what Instagram does is they have an algorithm that determines what kind of posts are best to be added to the hashtag love story. So for this reason, you're not going to make it on every single hashtag story that you add to your Instagram stories. But that's why you need to be using all 10 hashtags, because it increases your likelihood, it increases the chance that you're going to get featured on one of these hashtag stories. And the reason you want to be featured on these hashtag stories is because that's how you can be discovered. That's how new people, new customers, new potential followers can find you. That's how you get in front of new eyeballs. Your story and your account can be discovered from the hashtags on your Instagram stories. My next tip is to vary the style of post. Basically, what I'm saying is get creative. Enjoy the different options that Instagram offers you for posting to your Instagram story. Not every video has to be a direct-to-camera video of you speaking. On Instagram, you can do a normal picture or video. You can do a boomerang, which is basically 2 seconds of a video forward and then 2 seconds of the same video in reverse. So it's kind of boomeranging, bouncing back and forth. Then there's Super Zoom, which offers a bunch of different creative ways that it'll zoom in automatically for you. There's Bounce, where the video will bounce. There's Dramatic. There's Beats. There's TV Show, where it'll zoom in and put a pink little haze around the person. There's also a Rewind button, which will take anything you recorded and put it in reverse. There's Hands Free, so you can record and use both of your hands. You could do an exercise. You could do some kind of video like that. And there's stop motion, which is basically you take a bunch of pictures in a row and Instagram will string them together to make a video. Being able to vary the kind of posts that you post on your Instagram stories keeps it creative. It keeps people engaged. It allows you to have more fun. It takes some pressure off you because you don't have to be putting your face on camera with every single video. And I really enjoy using all these different features. They're fun and it's very easy to be creative with them. My fourth tip to level up your Instagram stories is to encourage engagement. Have calls to action on your Instagram stories. Some of these calls to action might include swiping up to leave a comment, swiping up to visit a link, clicking on a tagged profile, clicking on your own profile, visiting your own profile, clicking on a hashtag, or voting in a poll. Because there are so many different ways to engage on Instagram stories, you can vary it up, change the way people are engaging so they don't get bored. You don't have to consistently ask people to double tap or consistently ask people to leave you a thumbs up in the comments section. You can ask people to tell you a story, ask them about their day. You can ask them to vote in a poll, which is very easy and very non-intrusive to the people who are watching your stories. It's easy to just click on a button while they're watching your story. And without even realizing it, they just boosted your engagement. As we talked about earlier, the engagement rates on Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook stories are very high, so it won't be too hard to start getting that engagement. All you have to do is ask. One more quick note, though, is that you can only add links to your Instagram story if you have more than 10,000 followers or if you are verified. I know, I'm sorry, it would be amazing if we could all add links. Hopefully in the future, we're all going to be able to add links to our Instagram stories. But at the time of recording this, the only people who can add links to their Instagram stories are users with more than 10,000 followers or users who are verified, who have official verified accounts. Basically, you have to be a celebrity or have a very large following to add a link to your Instagram story. My next tip is to use emojis, text, and other drawing tools as visual aids. I believe they should be used to complement your story. So rather than telling the entire story, they should be used to say things that you otherwise can't say, express emotions that you otherwise can't express, or to highlight things that you just otherwise can't highlight. Using the pen tool to circle different things that you want your viewer to see, using the emoji tool to fit your mood, or using text to offer detail or to offer clarification or to share a link that you otherwise can't say out loud are all ways that you can use these things to complement your stories. But you may have also noticed that I did not mention face filters. I think, for the most part, as a general rule, you should not be using face filters. Generally, these face masks, you know, the bunny ears and the clown face and the pretty filter, while they might be funny to you, every single person on the planet has access to these filters, so they get old kind of quickly, and they're visually distracting. Usually, for the most part, 99% of the time when I see them used, they're detracting from the message of the story. They're not adding to it in any way. So, as a general rule, I advise against using these face filters. My sixth and final tip for your Instagram stories is to limit the non-native content. On Instagram stories, you can add non-native content, basically anything from your camera roll, anything that's not directly created within Instagram, you can add to your Instagram stories. You can do this by clicking on the little picture icon in the bottom left-hand corner or swiping up when you're viewing your Instagram stories camera, and then you can select anything from your camera roll. It used to be you could only select pictures and videos from the last 24 hours, but now you can select any kind of picture or video. So that means you could take something from YouTube, something from Facebook. You could take a screen recording, a screenshot. You could save your Snapchat videos and post them to your Instagram stories. These are all things that you can do. However, I don't think they're necessarily things that you should be doing every single day, and it shouldn't be the only thing you're doing on your Instagram stories. If you're only posting non-native content to your Instagram stories, people aren't going to watch them. If you're only posting text posts or you're only just reposting what you shared already on Snapchat, then your followers don't really have much of a reason to watch your Instagram stories. So that's why, for the most part, I recommend creating the Instagram stories content either on Instagram stories or specifically for Instagram stories. These were my six tips for Instagram stories and a quick argument of why you should be using these stories platforms. And hey, if you enjoyed this Build Your Tribe takeover by me, Brock Johnson, Shalene Sun, I would love to hear about it. I would love to connect with you on social media. My name on Instagram is Brock11Johnson, Brock11Johnson, and I'd love to connect with you there. Go ahead, watch my Instagram story, swipe up, send me a DM, leave a comment under one of my photos, and let's connect. And if you enjoyed this episode, then let my mom know, maybe on her Instagram or by leaving her a review on this podcast so that I can be invited back for more future episodes of Build Your Tribe. Thanks for listening and happy networking.
This edition of Build Your Tribe was brought to you by 131 Method. The number one, the number three, the number one, the word method, method.com. Stop dieting. Save your brain, save your gut, live longer, feel better. Stop going on a diet or following somebody else's rules and figure out what it means to have your own diet. Figure out a method that actually serves you, that helps you to be a better version of yourself. Let go of all of this craziness and confusion that surrounds diet and understand the science of one, the study of one, 131. To learn more and to see my short story where I share my own journey in healing my brain and healing my body, visit 131method.com and let me know what you think.